Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. Moose and Breezy here, checking in on your Wednesday. Are the vibes up? 585-252-9800. Breeze, are they up for you this morning?
Yeah, they're absolutely sky high.
They're right through the roof.
Sky high. I'm pretty sure I have COVID, so that's nice.
Does that hurt to talk?
Yeah,
it sounds
very
painful.
Very painful.
Does it feel like you're swallowing shards of glass?
Yeah, every time I talk, it just feels like knives are just sliding down the back of my trach. So
terrific. You probably shouldn't be here, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you took off yesterday, so I can't do 2 days in a row. So
what are you going to do?
Hey, that for us. All right, good morning, Moose and Breeze. It's Nico and Steve here. Vibes are really high today. First ride to work in the new Jeep. Beep, beep.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hope you guys have the best day. We love you. We love you both.
Nico and Steve, thank you guys for
Jeep? I love
texting
that.
In. We were wondering what they're going to get. I guessed a Fiat, but they went with the Jeep.
I love it. They're only going to be paying $600 a month for it, but that's okay.
Oh, they can swing it.
Nico and Steve.
We haven't asked them what they do yet, have we?
No, we have not.
Let us know, guys.
Nico.
We're so curious about you.
What do you do? Come into the studio, honestly.
Come chill.
Well, not yet. It's not done. I don't know when it will be done. Every day I'm like, can we do this? They're like, yeah, tomorrow.
This is a work in progress, Breeze.
Yeah, but it's just everything's here, so just get it done. I'm going to start taking matters into my own hands.
I know you are.
It's like, I hate waiting for things. I hate when things aren't. I have to wait on other people. I just don't like that. All right, who else is here? Amy's here. She says, good morning.
What's up, Amy?
Feeling good last night. Went out for Taco Tuesday. It was delish. I also went out for Taco Tuesday last night. Dorado.
Did you? Walked on down there to Park Avenue.
I didn't walk. It was raining. I drove.
Oh, you drove. You made the 30-second drive.
Yeah, it was pouring. I'm like, I'm not walking in the rain.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick. Joke's on me. Vibes are high. I woke up on time for work today, and my baby slept through the night. That is a massive win. Massive win.
Huge. I mean, we don't have kids, and we even know that.
I know. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. You're amazing, super mom. And your baby's just absolutely coming in clutch for you. What about you, Vibes? How are you doing? How are you feeling after our big, big day yesterday?
Pretty good. It was a really good day yesterday. And Breezy and I, we got to hang out at the Strathallan for a little bit. Here's there. Got this beautiful glass bowl from the New York State Broadcasting Association for our work that we did with CSC, the Cancer Support Community of Rochester, and the Bachelor Auction. What do you want to put in this bowl?
Skittles.
Skittles. That's fine with me, Breeze.
M&M's. I don't know.
Congratulations, by the way. I never got a chance to congratulate you yesterday.
Congrats to you, too, bro.
Thank you so much.
We absolutely crushed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was really honored to win something. You know what I mean? My second award this year from the New York Broadcasters Association. And then I was like, wow, we're really, really set apart from the rest.
Yeah.
And then I went upstairs and I saw there was five other bowls up there from that same exact establishment.
They're handing them out.
Okay.
Hey, we have all these extras. Does anybody want to take one home?
No, literally.
God.
Bruce and I wanted a plaque so bad, and we didn't. We didn't get a plaque.
Hey, you know, it's nice to be recognized, so thank you.
No, for sure. Gosh.
Speaking of stuff going on in the studio, my mic is it was cracked in half when I walked in this morning. I don't know what's going on here.
Maybe the mice got to it.
The duct tape is not doing its job.
Wait, you duct taped it?
Yes.
Oh dear.
I mean, I can't hold a microphone for 4-something hours. I can't do it. I'm doing too much over here. But what are you going to do? I'm glad you guys are here with us this morning. Thank you so much. You make coming into work this early so worth it. Coming up, I know that, when did this whole Sandra Dorley thing take place? Do we
over
remember?
Over the summer.
It was over the, was it? Like May, June? Mm-hmm. Anyways, the outside prosecutor brought in to review her traffic stop in Webster, says, you know what? She's not going to face any additional criminal charges or tickets aside from the speeding ticket she already pleaded guilty to because ... I'm sure there's so many people that don't agree with this, but on the other hand, we're not attorneys, you know? What do we know? So we'll tell you what happened with Sandra Dorley and what her future looks like coming up next for the big story of the day. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. Breezy, let's talk Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley for 1 minute. Now, the outside prosecutor brought in to review her traffic stop in Webster says she will face no additional criminal charges or tickets aside from the speeding ticket that she originally had already pleaded guilty to. But do you want to know why? Because prosecutor Bill Fitzpatrick says being rude and obnoxious is not a crime. And this prosecutor originally considered the charges of fleeing from police and official misconduct, but determined none of them were appropriate. I don't know how that works. That's odd. But one of the questions asked was if Dorley pled guilty so quickly because it was a defense mechanism to avoid additional charges. And the response was, I seriously doubt Sandra was being that cunning to do that. And I do point out that the plea was not accepted for another 9 to 10 days. And so if someone in Webster or in Monroe County had smelled a rat here and thought something was out of place, someone could have petitioned the court, Fitzpatrick responded. Some have questions if it was even fair for Fitzpatrick, who knows Dorley personally and does the same job, to conduct the investigation. And he responded, there are a limited pool of district attorneys.
Yeah, don't they all know her?
For the most part, yeah. And he said there's a limited pool here of district attorneys in the state that could have conducted the investigation with a degree of credibility. But I'm 100% certain that any fair-minded, open-minded person is going to look at this and come to the same conclusion that I did. And he also emphasized his review was solely focused on potential criminal conduct, not ethics. It's just odd, though, that she was able to drag this officer all the way home with her instead of just pulling over right away. She just got hit with a speeding ticket, really.
Yeah.
And so case closed on that. That's the extent of the investigation.
I mean, I agree. Being rude and obnoxious is not a crime.
No,
for sure.
It's definitely not.
But when you hold a position of being a public figure in the legal system, I think that should mean something where you lose your job or you get demoted. Or whatever the case may be.
And that's what so many people are calling for,
and
right?
They're like, well, she just like was going 50 and 30. So that's, what, 3 points on her license? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And, you know, according to her, she was having a very bad day. But
we all have bad days, Sandra. We all have bad days.
So not too many people are happy with the outcome of this, but this is how it goes. Coming up on the show. How many of you are totally against just or bored when it comes to watching a game that's a total blowout?
Well, that's the biggest question, right? I mean, like, by halftime on Monday, where I was watching it, everyone was like, all right, it's time to go to bed. Like, not much more to see.
It's one thing to be watching it on TV and being at the game, I think, is completely different. But I know there are so many people that just cannot deal with watching sports when the score is 40 to nothing. Personally, I kind of get enjoyment out of it. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Monday night, went to the Bills game. Bills ended up winning over Jacksonville 47-10. Was it a blowout? Yeah, 100%. It was a blowout. And then Breezy brought up the fact that, I mean, sporting events in general, not just Bills games, are just so awful to watch when there's a blowout. Because they're what?
It's just boring.
It's just boring.
It's like, we get it.
I disagree, though.
Oh, they scored another touchdown? They're only up by 100. There should definitely be like a cutoff. If you reach 50-plus points over, the game's over.
Oh, my God. You're depressing.
No, I mean, like, don't waste my time. You know what I mean?
It's not really about you, though.
It is.
Listen, the last time the Bills played Jacksonville was last October, and they lost. And it was such a crappy loss, and people were pissed. So they had something to prove, and they came out that tunnel pissed off Monday night. And I'll tell you what, I was hoping they'd score at least 60 points on them on Monday. I so badly just wanted them to destroy Jacksonville, and I don't think 47 points was enough. And, you know, people make the argument, too. Is there a negative view on blowouts? Like, you know, in American sports, there seems to be this unwritten rule that you shouldn't keep scoring once it's clear that the other team has been beaten. There's a respect level in that you certainly shouldn't try to be flashy and score extra points and do a bunch of touchdown dances after you're beating this team by an additional 50 points. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's sportsmanship. I get that. But when you got money on the game too, it's a different story. People want, especially Bills fans, you know how proud Buffalo Bills fans are. You know how proud this, if you live in Buffalo in general.
Yeah.
You want to destroy every team that comes into that stadium. Every
single
team.
But when you're there, I mean, like, I don't know. In my opinion, I'd be like, all right, we can hit the roads. We can miss traffic.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm the type of person where if I go to a sports game, I have to leave 10 minutes into the fourth quarter just to try and get ahead, beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason so many people, like my buddy was telling me, there's so many people that haven't been able to do that is because the games have been so close, like 20-23, 30-20. You don't know what's going to happen, so you have to stay for the whole thing and watch.
Mm-hmm.
The advantage on Monday night was, okay, this is a clear win. Let's head out of here.
And every other person was thinking that too.
Sure. And you still get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I guess maybe you would have been better off if you stayed.
I mean, the guy behind me was
screaming
his ass off all game. Let's go. You can do better than that. Come on. I'm like, they're clearly winning. Can we just like chill for a minute?
Like, it's actually impossible for them to lose at this point.
It's just chill. The Bills are 3-0. You know?
No, they're undefeated. Listen, I don't know. Watching it there and watching it home, obviously different vibe. But I watched it at my friend's house, and by halftime, we're like, all right, see ya. Nighty night, time to go to bed. Like, we don't need to watch this anymore.
Yeah, listen, when I'm at home, I can't make it past the halftime. There's no way. I'm exhausted. And people who get up as early as we do, I can't do it. I can't stay and watch a game until midnight. I think that's one of the things, too, the advantage of when I was living on the West Coast, is football would end at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
But Sundays, it's starting at 10 a.m. It was constant kegs and eggs. Bars would open at 9. Sunday football starts at 10. It was great.
That's insane. This person says, it's the freaking Buffalo Bills. I'll watch the game even if they're up by 100. They're fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, fun to watch to a point. Like, I mean, I don't know. Again, very new football fan over here.
Right, I was just going to say.
It's a little different, but like, it is fun when it's gut-wrenching and, you know, you need a cardiologist on standby when it's so close. But I think it's more fun because it's like, oh my God. You get to feel something. You don't really feel something with a ball. You're like, okay, cool. Like, that's awesome. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, no, I understand that too. But, you know, when it's the playoffs and stuff like that, when the games are a little bit more serious and they have more meaning to them, you want them to crush. You absolutely do.
Yeah, Monday wasn't that, though.
They got something to prove.
Monday was just like, oh, third game of the season. Let's stay undefeated.
Who doesn't want to see Josh Allen's hair just blowing in the wind? You know what I mean? Those beautiful locks.
So today wearing a helmet, but yes. I mean, listen, I hope they stay on this track. I hope they keep, you know, remain undefeated. But time will tell on Sunday. Let's go. Are you going to go back to another game this season?
Yeah, no, I am. What do you think the biggest blowout in NFL history was? By the way, this took place in 1940 against the Bears and the Redskins.
The Bears.
Washington. Biggest blowout ever.
80-something.
No. Go a little lower than that.
75?
Close.
77.
73 to nothing.
To zero?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm bored. I'm going home.
In the 40s. Oh, man, I would have died to be at that game. Are you kidding me?
It's like, all right, we get it. At what point is it just embarrassing, you know?
Yeah. You got to be a
ruthless. The Bears won?
Yeah.
Danger's loving it.
You got to be just a ruthless coach to be like, yeah, keep going. Keep going.
At what point are you like, we call it. Yeah. We call it for sure.
If you were Washington, oh, you'd be walking into the dressing room, locker room a long time ago.
Yeah.
First quarter. You know what? We're going to just go ahead and head out on this one. We're good. Thank you so much.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.